Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean Pendergast, Wade Smith with you on a Thursday. And if you haven't heard, Rich Lord no longer with the station. And we certainly, as I said in the open, and I'll repeat it again, as someone who did the show with Rich for 5.5 years and consider him a good friend, certainly wish him nothing but the best. So we'll give you our news on what we're going to look like going forward in the next segment. Speaking of lineup changes, Chris Paul probably knows a little bit about how this all feels. Unexpected changes in life. And traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder, of course. The deal was made official a little bit earlier this week. Wait, I guess before we get into this CP3 possibly staying in Oklahoma City, this aspect of the deal, where do you fall on this? Are you a fan of the Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul trade from the Rockets standpoint?
I am a fan of it because I think going into this season with the whole run it back mentality, I thought that the Rockets were at best the fifth best team in the West. I think that they've gotten better by making this deal. So I put them in the top three now. I don't know exactly where they're going to fall, but I think they're a top three team in the West now, and I think it's going to help them in the playoffs. I just think when you look at the usage rates of of James Harden over the past, I don't know how many years since he's been here in Houston.
Yeah.
Along with the usage rates of Russell Westbrook, I think those guys are going to help one another so that when they get into the playoffs, both of them kind of have a reputation of guys that fall off in the playoffs. When it gets to the conference finals or conference semifinals, that they're not the same guys that they were during the regular season. I think that those two guys playing together throughout the regular season is going to help them become much more efficient players and going to be better players when it counts the most. And that's what people care about now. If you're a Rockets fan, you're looking for the Rockets to get over the hump and get to the finals. And so hopefully, and I think that Russell Westbrook gives them a much better chance of doing that.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the trade only because of the inefficiencies in Russ's game scare me a little bit. And I thought that with Golden State coming back to the pack with all these injuries, that the Rockets kind of knew what they had. I always thought the friction between Chris Paul and James Harden was a little overblown. Austin Rivers has some quotes that I saw on Clutch Fans today that basically kind of validate that with a huge exclamation point at the end. Like, Austin Rivers is basically saying the Chris Paul, James Harden, unsalvageable friction is fake news.
Right.
Is essentially what he's saying. And I feel like they would have been fine bringing back the same group, that they could have competed for a championship, given Golden State falling back to the pack. What I do like about the Westbrook trade, and while I may not have done the trade, I'm not blind to see that there are a lot of aspects to this deal that should get even skeptics like me excited. And I think the similarity, even as dissimilar as their games are, Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook, the similarity that they both bring to the table for the Rockets, the big thing that I liked about Chris Paul with the Rockets wasn't so much what he brought on the floor with James. It was those 12 minutes or so when James wasn't on the floor, and oh my God, you have Chris Paul out there running the second unit. Now you can say the same thing, but with Russell Westbrook, it's obviously going to look kind of different than it did with Chris Paul running that second unit. But oh my God, you have Russell Westbrook. The one thing you can say about Russell Westbrook that you couldn't say about Chris Paul, though, is that you can kind of extrapolate that. And if you're looking to rest James, keep him fresh, like you were kind of alluding to,
right,
for 10 or 12 games, maybe just say, hey, James, take a seat so you're better in May and June. I feel really good about Russell Westbrook being the one guy out there that can run the show for a team in the 10 or 12 games you choose to sit James Harden.
Yeah, that was the thing about Chris Paul, is he was a guy that when the trade was first made, they said a lot of the same things that they're saying now about Russell Westbrook.
No
that,
doubt.
You know, I don't know how they're going to play together. I don't know how they're going to get along. They're going to have to alternate. They're going to figure out a way to make them mesh. I thought that the way they played together was fine. The problem was that Chris Paul, because of his injuries, he wasn't available. And because he wasn't available, that's why James Harden has to go a period of scoring 50 points a game for a week at a time, or yep, however long it was, like, you know, that ridiculous streak that he had going on, because he had to take all those shots because Chris Paul wasn't available. I think that with Westbrook, he's going to be there. He's not a type of guy that's going to miss time. He's going to be available, and so I think that's going to help the Rockets overall. I just think that Chris Paul, his play trailing off, along with the fact that he wasn't a guy that you can count on necessarily be there on the court, I think that the Rockets got better. They got better to have a more explosive guy, a more consistent guy, a guy that's less injury prone, a guy that doesn't flop all the damn time. There's a lot of things that what Russell Westbrook brings to the table that you lose when you give up Chris Paul.
Definitely an intensity. And Chris Paul is an intense competitor. Russ brings a different flavor of intensity to the court, though.
Yeah.
Do you get that sense with him?
He reminds me, I've been saying it, he's like Pat Beverly, just a much better offensive player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has that same mentality that he brings to the court each and every night that Pat Beverly had. And Pat Beverly was a fan favorite to this day. He's a guy that I loved watching as a Rocket. And so when you bring somebody in the building, you want that dog on the roster. And I think right now, the only dog you had on the roster before you brought in Westbrook was P.J. Tucker.
PJ,
he was the only guy that you know that, like, each and every night he's going to put it out there and do the grimy, necessary things to pull out games and being a winning basketball player each and every night.
I agree with you about Tucker. The one thing, and I'll take this from the perspective of Tillman Fertitta, the one thing P.J. Tucker doesn't do is he doesn't put butts in seats.
No.
Russell Westbrook is an attraction, and I think – you know, for a team, Wade, that you've been to a ton of Rocket games. I've been to a ton of Rocket games. You know, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn to say there's a bit of a blasé or malaise over that arena until the playoffs arrive. Even though the team's been really good during the regular season, they've been the second or third best team during the regular season from the time Daryl Morey got here back about a decade ago. They've been a really good regular season team most of those years. I do think Russ is going to bring a certain intensity every night that's all of a sudden you're going to have electricity in games in February and March that maybe you didn't have before.
I think for sure early on in the season it'll be that way. People are going to want to see how this is going to work out. Like, I want to see Russell Westbrook play. But I do think at the end of the day, Houston fans want to see the Rockets succeed in the playoffs. And
yeah,
that's going to be the part of it that's going to really matter to Houstonians that are watching the Rockets play. And so I think, like you said, I think the first – probably month or so of the season, you're going to see butts in seat a lot earlier than what's normally you see at Rocket games.
Yeah.
You know, instead of people filing in late, you're going to see people there. They're going to want to see. It's going to be much CTV. And maybe if they have some blow-ups on the court, then maybe it'll stay like that throughout the season.
People love a good train wreck.
Exactly. Yeah. People want to see a train wreck. But I do think that, you know, the Rockets early on in the season, they're going to be must-see TV.
Yeah, I think so too. Very high, what I call the league pass rankings. I have NBA league pass, and I don't have to worry about it. I live in Houston, but if I were living, I said this earlier this week, if I lived in Butte, Montana or somewhere like that where there's no NBA team, but I have league pass,
right,
the Rockets are at the top of my league pass power rankings right now.
Sean, I don't know how you would do if you lived in Butte, Montana, man.
You know, as long as I have Wi-Fi, Wade, I'd be all right.
That's all you need is Wi-Fi?
I would be like 80% of the way to Sanity.
And the ability to gamble?
And
that's like, important.
As long as there's an app. Like I said, Wi-Fi allows me to do most of that. Yeah. And as long as there was an airport nearby, to your point, that I could get to Vegas at least twice a year.
Well, you're closer. I think Butte, Montana is closer than actually Houston is.
Probably.
So you can get there a little bit quicker.
Probably a beautiful drive, too.
Yeah.
Through the Rocky Mountains. Absolutely. Into the desert. So the Chris Paul part of this is what I want to get your take on. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Suns' discussions to move the 9-time All-Star guard are quote-unquote parked, and an increasing expectation exists that he will start the season with the team. What are your thoughts on Chris Paul? What if Chris Paul had to play the whole season in Oklahoma City? How does that look?
Well, see, at first I found myself feeling bad for Chris. Like, damn, man, he got sent from a situation where he was right there on the cusp of winning a championship.
And then you did what I did, and you Googled Chris Paul's house. And then I don't feel quite as bad for him.
Not necessarily the house, but I just know he's getting paid $40 million this year.
Yes.
I cannot find myself feeling bad for anyone.
Thank you.
I don't care who you are. You make $40 million a year, you're going to be all right.
So, that's right.
I don't think that, you know, if they play the season with him there, I don't see them making the playoffs. I think that they'll compete to get into the playoffs, but I just think there's too many really good teams in the West that I don't see them making in the top eight. But, you know, he will, I guess, put butts in the seat. Like, if I was an OKC fan, if I was a Thunder fan right now, I'd be struggling. I'd be upset and mad at the world right now, ready to punch somebody, because you went from having Kevin Durant, James Harden,
Russell Westbrook.
You had Victor Oladipo, you had Paul George,
Serge Ibaka,
all these guys, and now you're left with Chris Paul
and Steven Adams. That's your big two.
There you go. The big two.
That's your duo. That's their big two.
That's like one of the worst duos in the NBA gym. You know what I mean?
All right. So everybody says, though, Chris Paul wants to compete for a championship. Everybody wants to compete for a championship. It's nobody's birthright to compete for a championship. I'm looking at the teams here, Wade, on my sheet here that have a chance, in my mind, to compete for a championship. I don't know that I look at any of them and say, well, there's where Chris Paul's going to go. You know what I mean? Like, these are all teams. The teams that are in line to win championships are all teams that are pretty well set at point guard right now.
Yeah, I mean, what you got, like Milwaukee,
yeah,
Philly. That's the thing about it. The Rockets were looking for the sucker to make the trade for Chris Paul. They found the sucker. The sucker cannot find a sucker as well.
That's
you,
right.
You were the mark. And then they found the person that would take on Chris Paul's contract, so they just have to eat it and enjoy their draft picks and figure out what they're going to do in the future if you're OKC. But I don't see them making a move to get Chris Paul out of there.
The only team that I can look at, because I don't think he's going to any of the 8 or 9 contenders or teams that I see as contenders, the only team that I don't have as a contender right now that I look at, and if Chris Paul's healthy and he's playing well, you know, he's not A-level Chris Paul, but he's like B or B-plus level Chris Paul, and the Thunder are clearly in the mode of gathering assets. And right. If he's playing well, then he actually has value. You don't have to send first-round picks with him. You can actually send him and try to get stuff for him. If the Spurs are playing well around the trade deadline time, and I haven't run the trade machine stuff on any of it, that feels like a potential one to me where I could see Chris Paul maybe winding up somehow in San Antonio with Aldridge and with DeMar DeRozan and Pop as the coach there, and they feel like, yeah, we can be a competitive playoff team in the West, maybe.
Do you think that makes them a competitive team in the West if they were to get Chris Paul?
I need to see what the Spurs look like for the first couple months of the season before right. I think. Personally, right now, I think the Spurs are there with OKC competing for like a 7 or an 8 or a 9 seed right now.
And to me, when I see that, if I'm the Spurs, I'm like, well, why do I want to take on this $40 million contract?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it'll make us be from, you know, maybe we're instead of a 7 or 8 seed, we're a 5th seed, but we're still going to lose in the first round of playoffs. So I don't know if that necessarily would be a move. I do think if you're Chris Paul, you would jump at a chance of getting to the Spurs as opposed to being an OKC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.